Mac DeMarco, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby, the Chablis.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
About leaving you, what would you do to get her back? Or what would you do?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, Brian, I ain't got too much to say about that, man. I let my harmonica talk for me. Just like this.
My very favorite record in the entire world. That is Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee with Bring It On Home to Me. What a version, eh? That whole record's amazing. If you get a chance, go check it out. It's their self-titled record. It features the likes of John Mahale and Eric Clapton and a bunch of other people that you may know. And they cover songs from Randy Newman. Obviously, that's a cover. A lot of stuff on that record's just brilliant. I just love the sound of it. It's amazing. And I used to listen to it on 8-track in my grandfather's Buick, if you can believe that, while we were selling siding down the mainland of British Columbia. I'm Julian Taylor. Who am I? I'm Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on The Jukebox. Some great music coming up from Toronto, a song by Mercy Flight, a Toronto group fronted by Steve York and his partner, and they are amazing. Steve York is actually one of the two people that started the Stuart Up Sunday Jam, which used to be at Supermarket, and now it is at the Dakota Tavern. A lot of Toronto musicians have met up there, created new projects, and flourished. For example, J.P. Sachs is one of the guys who used to come out all the time, and now look at him. He's done amazing things. I am Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on The Jukebox. We've got a song by another Toronto group that I absolutely love from their 1999 release, Bless This Mess, by Divine Right and Come For A Ride. It's been a long time since I've heard this song on the radio, and I really am pleased to be able to play it. Callisway is also on the show with a song called Like That. This is another Toronto singer-songwriter and producer, Turning Heads, and now a band from the West Coast, Los Angeles, that my band got to perform with at the Turf Festival when that was going on. This is Who Knows Who by Oregon, featuring Fanny Franklin, and it rocks. Enjoy it. Here it is on the jukebox.
Change the locks on my door. For the human race, Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Come for a ride, y'all. Come feel alright. I'm getting the sun is rising over the ocean blue. Start of another perfect day. We can go to the beach or even sit by the pool for a while. The waves are crashing over the coral shoreline, spraying the sea mist in the air. It's a good time, really. Forget all your bad thoughts, now they're gone. Not on the planet, trying to get it right. Somehow we like to get it wrong. But look at the life we're living, and all of the love we're giving.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
We'll be right back.
I'm your host, Julian Taylor, and you are listening to The Jukebox, music from U2 and their albums Ropa. Sorry, wait, no. That was Actung Baby, Until the End of the World. One of the two records that I just really enjoy by the band, that and The Joshua Tree. And Everything You Can't Leave Behind is pretty great, too. That was released in 1991. And a song now by the legendary Gord Downie from The Tragically Hip. If you have not watched the documentary No Dress Rehearsal, it's a four-part series produced and directed by his brother Mike Downey. You definitely need to. It is brilliant. It's on, I think it's on Prime. And this is from his solo record, The Secret Path, where he opened up the entire country to the story of Chaney Wenjack. This is called Here, Here, and Here on the Jukebox by Gord Downie.
Die.